Welcome back to the studio. I'm Guru Catherine, founder of Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal and spiritual journey. Today, we're going to be taking a look at the numerology. What the numerology says is coming for geopolitical, finance, crypto, and your personal life in the upcoming week of February 5th, 2024. This is big fun for me. I hope you enjoy it too. If you like what you see here and you want to know more, there are links in the description box in the show notes. Where you can find ways to book time with me directly to go more in depth on your own situation, get books and resources for your journey, join in on Geode, and so much more. So thanks for joining me today. Let's dive into it. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to take a look at kind of the overall situation. Now, before we dive in, make sure that you know your ruling number. I know I say this every time, but this is for the new people. If you're just joining me for the first time, your ruling number, some people call it your life path number. So in Pythagorean numerology, it's going to be called your ruling number. And you get that by taking your birth date, the day you were born. So date, month, year. You're going to add up all those digits. That's going to give you a two-digit number. You're going to add those digits. That should give you a one-digit number. If it doesn't yet, add those digits until you get down to a one-digit number. And that is your ruling number. And it'll be somewhere between 1 and 9, obviously. Or maybe not obviously, but keep that in mind because I'm going to mention that for different situations, different ruling numbers here. So taking a look at the week of February 5th, 2024, let's see what we've got going on here. And I'm looking for general trends, quite a scattering. We've got a few patterns coming in where we'll have 2 days in a row that are basically the same vibe, but they'll have some slight differences. Okay, so let's take it day by day and get into it. No major overarching theme that I see. And if you are looking at these forecasts from back in 2023 when I first started putting these out there, the character of these patterns has completely changed, obviously, now that we're into 2024. And it's surprising what a big difference it is. So Monday, February 5th, 2024, look out, drama day. So that's going to be a drama day. Make sure that whatever is going on in your personal life, Monday, February 5th, everyone at large, humanity at large, will be ruled by their subconscious. This is usually a bad thing. It can be a good thing. Drama can be positive, but being ruled by your subconscious can be a bit of a problem. That means your baggage is making all the decisions. So you want to be very careful any decisions you may be making Monday, February 5th. Be very careful of that. It is a 6 day overall. 6 is the day of drama. It also can also be great luck, like really positive drama, like, wow, something wonderful just happened. Although, you know, 80-20 is generally not. But it could be what's the best that can happen. And so if you've been doing the shadow work and you've been doing work with your subconscious and been working to unpack your baggage and you've been doing all of that, this could be a very positive thing. And so what is the subconscious affecting on Monday, February 5th? The subconscious is doing work on energy, which includes money, attention, actual energy in the body from a physics perspective. And it's going to be working on the physical environment. So this could represent where you live, your home, the things that you own, your body, you know, the physical 3D world. And so keep an eye out for that. So in terms of geopolitics, you could definitely see some geopolitical drama on Monday, February 5th, for sure. Will it just be more of the same, or will it be something new? Probably more of the same, or the next step in the ugly road we've all been going down in this world as of late in terms of geopolitics. So not great, but there it is. I'm here to tell you what I see, not necessarily what you want to hear. So in terms of finance and crypto, you could see some drama. This is not necessarily a financially or crypto or money currency focused day, but it could be. There will be drama involved and energy at large. I'd feel differently if that 8 was more isolated on Monday the 5th. It's not as isolated, so this feels more like on a personal and geopolitical level. Maybe a little market volatility. That's kind of what I'm seeing there. So in terms of your personal life, just watch out for the subconscious making decisions from your baggage, from your the scars that life has left on you. If you are a ruling 3, you are also going to have God consciousness in control, and you are going to have the arrow of manifestation. So lucky number 3 is out there. So for your, if you're ruling number 3, you're going to have a very different kind of Monday, February 5th. It would be incredibly positive and good, things coming to fruition. If you are a ruling number 9, you're going to bring in this aspect of human consciousness that could mean a tendency on one side to act more human, to tend to be down on yourself, to tend to have those sort of negative human tendencies. But it could also be positive side of being human, a focus on human, on your relationships with other people, a focus on other humans. And you will also have the diagonal of inspiration. So ruling number 9s, that's not so bad. The rest of us, watch out. Don't make any major decisions. And keep your head down and stay away from the headlines on Monday, February 5th. Let's see if Tuesday is any better. Tuesday is overall a 7 day. 7 is the number of human awareness of materials. So people, buildings, infrastructure, people and things that people have made. And it's often considered, you know, a lucky number. It can be a number that you know, we create things, and the creation of things, it is the end point of the arrow of manifestation. But we don't have that arrow here. So what we have is a focus on the physical world. We have drama, which could be positive. We have the 2 and the 8. So that's balance. And 8 is the number of human awareness of energy. But for us, what does energy mean? It means your own actual, from a physics perspective, energy, but also attention and money. And so what we get with this very interesting little house shape on Tuesday, February 6th, is we have the effect is going to be seen in the physical world, across the physical world. We have the entire row of physical, that is nature, people, infrastructure, all of that. And it's drama playing out that has to do with the balance and or dichotomy of money and attention. So definite potential for, I would see, volatility in the financial markets. You could finance, crypto. Boy, with the headlines in crypto lately, lots of stuff going on, lots of very interesting drama and fun. Get the popcorn, because this could be a very interesting day for that. Something interesting is going to go on, and it will be something that brings balance. Whether or not it's obvious that it's bringing balance right up front, maybe it's not obvious, but ultimately the result of whatever's going on here, whatever drama is popping in on Tuesday, and we may get hints of it Monday, but it's really going to come out Tuesday. Ultimately is for the balanced good. So as generally most things are. So that's looking pretty good. Interesting couple days there for sure. So from a geopolitical perspective, you could see this as well. So if the geopolitics, especially if it's geopolitics tied in with money, for example, various countries and who's giving what to who, in terms of war efforts and things like that. So war in Ukraine, who's giving money to Ukraine and who's giving money, you know, there, it's funny, everybody focuses on Ukraine's, but there's, I don't know, a couple dozen different violent conflicts going on in the world right now. And so who's shifting money and resources to whom in such things could be a big focus on Tuesday the 6th. And so it could be all tied in to geopolitics and the money in that way. In terms of your personal life, if you are a ruling number 5, like I am, be aware, because your subconscious will be in control. If you've done the work to unpack your baggage and do this shadow work, then that's not necessarily a bad thing. That could be a good thing. If you have not done the work, if you've still got issues you're working on, just be aware you could be making decisions from your baggage today on the 6th, and that's not really what you want to do. So do be very careful about the choices you're making that day. And is also going to bring in a much bigger focus on your energy, attention, and money that day for yourself. Ruling number 3s are going to have God consciousness in control. Lovely. Very nice. And so this may lean you a little bit more towards a focus on effects on the natural world. But it's going to ameliorate some of, or attenuate some of those, some of the drama there, towards a more positive end. Ruling number 9s on Tuesday, February 6th, are going to have human consciousness and control, which could look like the negative side of being human or the positive side of being human. So being human, what is that? We can tend to be down on ourselves. We can tend to be quick to anger. We can tend to be quick to be offended. Or we can be altruistic. We can be focused on relationships. We can be focused on family, right? Everything has two sides. So that's a pretty interesting day, Tuesday, February 6th. So let's see where we're going with that. Into Wednesday, February 7th, is an 8 day. And 8 being the number of money and attention. And we have human consciousness and control across the board for all of humanity, with a focus on the 3D, physical 3D world. And the number 2, the number of balance, choices, and duality. So this is an interesting one. So this looks like making choices to bring balance to your full reality, almost kind of a reintroduction of maybe some of those New Year's resolutions, or thinking about in your life what you really want to be focusing on to balance out your world from a personal perspective. Geopolitics, I don't see a lot happening here. Whatever was going on Monday, Tuesday is kind of dissolved away. In terms of finance and crypto, maybe. I mean, it is an 8 day, so you could see some volatility in markets, but I don't actually think that's where your focus is going to be. I don't actually think that's what's going to matter to you on Wednesday, February 7th. So focus on your relationships, optimizing your life, you know, 80-20 analysis of what is bringing you joy, what is serving you, what is bringing balance to your world and your life in your actual day-to-day life. Okay, so on Wednesday then, for specific numbers, if you're ruling number 3, you're going to have this nice balance of God consciousness and human consciousness equally in control. That's very nice. Ruling number 5s will have inspiration. So take advantage of that. If you get any good ideas on Wednesday the 7th, write them down. They could be excellent. And you get an extra boost of the focus on your energy and really optimizing that part of your life. Ruling number 6 could have a little bit of drama coming in on Wednesday the 7th, but it could be, remember, it could be positive. You could be making big decisions about what to do in your life, really taking charge. It could be really wonderful. Thursday, February 8th, let's see where we go from here, is very similar, but what is missing, and we see a pattern Thursday and Friday of this week, has the same pattern. As we move from a 9-day overall on Thursday to a 1-day overall on Friday. So we're going from human awareness of information to on Thursday to a focus on number one, which is divine material, love, oneness, beautiful things as we come into the weekend. So that's very nice. This pattern that we see on Thursday and Friday overall is, it feels a little bit scattered. And we'll tell you what I don't see. You know, we are specifically missing the entire arrow of manifestation. And looking at what's missing is as important as looking at what is there. We have no row or column complete. At the same time, we have a little something in each row or column. And so what this tells me is that these are going to be days where not a whole lot is happening. For the most part, not a whole lot is happening. Not a whole lot is being accomplished. If you have trouble completing tasks on February 8th and 9th, I would not be shocked. Just allow that. They're chill days. They're fairly balanced, but there's just not a whole lot going on. And frankly, with whatever's going on Monday and Tuesday of this week, we might be quite happy to have some days where there's not a lot going on. So take that as a gift. Geopolitically, I don't see a whole lot going on Thursday and Friday, the 8th and 9th of February. Finance and crypto, maybe. But I don't think it's going to be with the same intensity that we saw on Monday and Tuesday of this week. And then for your personal life, ruling number 3s will have God consciousness in control both days, both Thursday and Friday. Ruling number 7, you're going to have a human consciousness focused on the physical. And so this can make you materialistic, or it can make you focused on relationships in the real world. And so use that to your advantage on those. Those are good days to focus on relationships, but watch out for being too materialistic. Ruling number 5s will have inspiration on both days, Thursday and Friday. Ruling number 6 is going to be bringing the drama, so let's make it positive. Let's make it positive, wonderful drama, and good things happening, because there is potential for that here. But don't make drama where it doesn't exist. Resist that urge. And that is what we see for Thursday and Friday. So pretty chill, pretty nice. Pretty good. So then as we come into this weekend, I really like seeing coming into a weekend with a 1, 2, 3, Friday, Saturday, Sunday being a 1-day, a 2-day, and a 3-day, because that is the column of the divine. That is love, balance, divine information. What a great thing to have on the weekend when you may have more time to process it. So Friday, February 9th, this is the same as Thursday. So then as we come into Saturday, February 10th, this is 2 days, a day of balance. So Saturday and Sunday, we have the same pattern on both days. This is a nice one. We've got God consciousness firmly in control both days across the board for everyone. Love it. I'll take it. Just allow, surrender. And we have 4 and 8. So 8, as we know, is the number of money and attention. And 4 is the number of foundation. It can be rigidity, because everything's got two sides, right? So what we have here is, because we have God consciousness and control, this is more likely to be foundational things that are happening in relation to money and attention on both days. And whereas Saturday is a two-day, which is more about decisions, duality, and balance, Sunday is a three-day, which is about divine awareness of information. So there is definitely something happening here. February 10th and 11th, something significant is happening in the area of attention and finance that's foundational, but I doubt we will be aware of it because we don't have the nine in here, human awareness of information. So I don't think we're going to know. This may be something that maybe it comes out next week or something like that. But something important is happening over the weekend. So this could be a crypto thing. It could be a social thing. It's not traditional finance because it's the weekend and the markets are closed. But I don't know. Maybe it is. But I would look more kind of in the crypto world and social media world for that. So quite an interesting week. And I know this year has been kind of nutty already. We're just getting started. And at this point, Pluto squarely in Aquarius. I am not an expert in astrology. Go find one who is. There's a bunch of good ones out there. But I know this is something that I'm looking forward to see how this is going to affect the next 19 years. So thanks for joining me. Send me in your questions. You can reach me on all the socials. You can reach me at my website. Check the links in the show notes if you want to book time with me directly for discussing your particular situation, whatever you want to look at, and find me in all the socials. And I will see you there. Let me know what questions you have. Have a wonderful week.